You're listening to Morning Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Chuck Hinman. Can you see music? Artist-musician Lenny Peterson can, or I should say, he just does. It's not really a choice.
When I hear music, I see shapes.
He says he always has.
It's just been with me since I can remember. I just assumed that when people heard music, they see shapes like I do.
Not really. As Peterson learned, he has a condition with a scientific name.
Synesthesia.
That's also the name of Peterson's art exhibit, now showing at the Narrows Center for the Arts in Fall River. For this month's Artscape, we visit Synesthesia, the music-inspired portraits and mindscapes of Lenny Peterson. The Narrows Center for the Arts is on the third floor of a former textile mill on Anawan Street. It's a long climb up the old wooden stairs. Should have opted for the elevator. But I emerge into a recently renovated gallery space with high ceilings, white walls, and a dark planked wood floor. The main attraction at the Narrows is the concert stage, but visitors pass through the gallery to get there, so it's a great place for an art exhibit. I meet Peterson on the gallery floor, surrounded by his artwork, primarily large portraits of a sort done in a black brush and ink. He explains more about the show's theme.
The definition of synesthesia is one of the five senses mixed with another one or more of the other five senses. In my case, I do have a very hardcore case of synesthesia as far as shape. When I hear music, I see shapes.
Now, the shapes, do you actually see them, or are they something that flashes in your mind?
No, I actually see them, and when I'm listening to music, I see those shapes kind of come to life, and that's what this show is about.
So let's look at one of your pieces and maybe talk about the inspiration for it.
Sure.
and how you go about making these.
Absolutely, I'd love to. The process, I'll make it kind of brief if I can. I take a canvas and I do something called weathering. I paint the canvas in a kind of texture or color that I want as a background color. Then I leave the canvas out in the weather elements for maybe 2 or 3 weeks. So in New England, there are some incredible effects. There are little bugs in there, and there's a little bit of dirt, and there's some salt water. So there's all kinds of texture. When those are weathered, I go from the left-hand top down to the right-hand bottom, and I just improvise. I use a brush in everything I do, brush and some pen, and I just let my mind wander. There's a painting called In a Silent Way. This is after a Miles Davis song. And the basic shape of this is, you can see a big giant L. It has nothing to do with my name, but that's when I took the canvas, once it was weathered, I took a big pencil mark and made a big giant L. And I improvised within that basic structure. So that song definitely has this kind of mysterious, kind of mystical vibe to it, and hopefully this painting does. So that was definitely in my mind as I was doing it.
Peterson says he applies this technique, improvisation within shapes, to the many portraits he's done, primarily of composers and other artists. We stop in front of one of the American-born French entertainer and civil rights activist, Josephine Baker.
You can see her face, and then within that shape that I sketch out, then I start improvising within that shape. And that's a jazz solo, right? In a jazz song, there are chord structures, and we improvise within those chord structures. Pretty much the same process.
So standing back from this Josephine Baker, you see the shape, you see her face, you get closer and you start to see all of the intricate things that are going on
right
within the shapes.
That's all free improvisation within the shapes. And the way I love to see that is that there are 1,000 paintings within this painting.
There are whole worlds in there.
Again, these are improvised, so for me, when I'm done with them, it's almost like a dream. I look at this now and I honestly don't remember doing this or what this means, or I'm letting my hand go and I can look at this like an outsider.
Lenny Peterson's show is called Synesthesia, now open at the Narrows Center for the Arts in Fall River. A free artist talk and reception will be held on September 5th. At that time, Peterson says he'll give a demonstration of his technique.
creating a portrait to live musical accompaniment. For Artscape, I'm Chuck Hinman, Rhode Island Public Radio.